Welcome to KBIA's Business Beat, a show covering what's happening in business, economics, and employment in mid-Missouri. For this week's show, we partnered with the Missouri Business Alert, a statewide digital publication covering Missouri's top business news. I'm Kara Tabor. Don't waste what can be used to sustain. That's the idea behind Planet Reuse, a Kansas City-based company that helps contractors exchange reclaimed construction materials that would otherwise be headed to the landfill. Missouri Business Alert's Yiju Wang sat down with founder and CEO Nathan Benjamin at Columbia Sustainapalooza to talk about the firm and what it means to be the self-described go-to solution for reuse. When homes are renovated and buildings are torn down, not everything left is waste and rubble. Materials like doors, windows, carpet, and wood can be given a second chance and be reused in new projects. While Nathan Benjamin was working for McCown Gordon Construction in Kansas City, he noticed a disconnect. Used materials weren't getting to the contractors and architects who wanted them. He then set out to solve the problem by founding Planet Reuse in 2008. Now a national leader in brokering reused materials online, the company experienced a 300% growth rate during its first year. Since construction was affected by the economic downturn, Benjamin says the recession hurt and helped his business at the start.
Everything took a dive, and so projects were put on hold and things slowed down, and everybody's budgets got really, really tight, which is helpful for reuse in a lot of ways, but also hinders things in a lot of ways as well, just because not as many projects going on, more competition for materials getting into them.
6 years later, the company has spread nationally and remains the leader in the field. A 2013 Wall Street Journal Startup of the Year finalist, the firm has succeeded by offering a platform for reused materials brokerage, reuse coordination, and consulting.
Every project has materials coming out, and every project needs materials going in. And if we're adding a cost savings or at least a no-cost scenario where they can evaluate options, it's a win-win for everybody.
Keeping an eye on the trends, in 2010, Benjamin jumped on the rise of mobile technology and decided it was time to expand the company's platforms to make it easier for users to navigate Planet Reuse's offerings. He then founded InventQuery to establish a real-time inventory system to help Planet Reuse and other businesses via an e-commerce system. Through a mobile app for iOS and Android devices, customers can browse what materials are available and list information about their own materials.
There is a lot of stuff out there. There's a lot of things in warehouses and people's basements and people's projects that people just don't know about. And the more that we can share and show those pieces of those items to people, the more ability we have to make connections.
Benjamin says there are times when using new material saves contractors money in maintenance and labor. But in many instances, he says, reused materials can help save money and the environment.
But it's just a matter of changing the mindset of the design team to say, let's think about this in a little different way. What materials are available right now that we don't have to go cut another tree down? We don't have to go, you know, make another product and have a carbon footprint that's out there. We can actually use something that the carbon footprint was already made.
For now, the company is continuing its growth and adapting to new trends in sustainability. To learn more about Planet Reuse and its support of sustainable construction practices, visit MissouriBusinessAlert.com. Immigration is helping to reshape what agriculture looks like in the Midwest. Farming is already more ethnically diverse than it was even a decade ago. In the first of a two-part series on immigration's impact on agriculture, Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer introduces two young immigrants just starting out.
Bear Creek Dairy in Brooklyn, Iowa is home to more than 1,100 cows who produce about 100,000 pounds of milk each day. That many cows means lots of calves. Toon Boulin works closely with the calves.
Well, actually, that one might be 5 weeks.
These animals are the next generation of milk cows here, and 15-year-old Boulin is in the next generation of farmers. He comes from a long line of dairymen in Europe. 5 years ago, his parents sold their farm in the Netherlands and bought this one in Iowa. Doreen Boulin, Toon's mother, says their farm couldn't grow where they were.
We could sell our land to the city, and because there were no possibilities for us to stay there longer than 20 years, we calculated, and to give them a farming future.
They had money to invest, and that led to green cards. Now, Thun and one of his brothers hope eventually to farm full-time alongside their parents. Their immigrant experience is unique. The majority of immigrants arriving in the Midwest today come from Latin America, and most work whatever jobs they can. Their kids often turn away from agriculture.
I was born in Congo. My parents are from Burundi.
Pacific Simon and his family represent yet another path. After fleeing war and living years in refugee camps, 6 years ago, the family received asylum in the United States. They landed in Des Moines with plenty of life experience and not a lot of cash. Back in Burundi, the family farmed. Now, thanks to a partnership between Lutheran Services in Iowa and Valley Free Church in West Des Moines, they once again can get their hands in the dirt. They're even selling some vegetables at a farmer's market alongside other refugee vendors.
Yeah, we are so happy about it because we produce a lot of stuff this year, and then we are making like good money too. Yeah, that's a good thing to get like a little bit another income.
Simon, who's 22, enjoys helping in the field, but he can see that his family's donated plot will never support him. He's majoring in agricultural systems technology at Iowa State University. He says classmates from farm families have an easier time becoming farmers, but he's set his sights on an ag career that includes Africa.
I want to learn some skill here and then go teach people back there so they can produce enough food to feed their own family.
Thun Molin and his family hearken to a past era of Europeans as the dominant newcomers to this region. Pacific Simon and other African, Asian, and especially Latin American immigrants will contribute more to the future of farming in the heartland. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
Finally this week, we have a correction to a story you heard on the show last week about student housing developments downtown. A line in that story said housing units on the MU campus dropped by nearly 25% when the university tore down the University Village Apartments earlier this year. That was way off. There were only 113 beds at the University Village, and the drop was closer to 2.25%. We're sorry for the error. Thanks for listening to this week's Business Beat in partnership with the Missouri Business Alert. For KBIA News, I'm Kara Tabor.